I'm so glad that you've joined us for the program, and I pray that the Word of God is bringing you faith moment by moment. That's exactly what we need in this hour. With all the environment and the culture and the conditions that we're living in, there's one thing that is absolute and true, and that's Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to this program frequently to receive the Word of God and to check our social media at paceassembly.org and all of our social media platforms. You'll find out updates for services, events that are taking place into the future, and a place that you can be able to call home as well. We say Pace is the place, and we believe it's a place of security, protection, and a place where I can find an encounter with God every week. So come and worship with us real soon. Why don't you share this program with your family and friends and be an encouragement to their faith as well? Because I truly believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
At the people that can tell us not only is it coming, and not only that you're going to have to keep enduring it, and we don't know how long, but these smart people don't know when it's going to end. I'm not looking for a fortune teller. I'm looking for somebody that believes God above every other situation that's going on in your life. Through the trial, see, anybody can come in here when everything's going great, raise your hand and praise God, and smile at everybody on the way in the door and shake hands and all that kind of, but I want to know how many in this building are walking through a red hot trial right now, and you're recognizing, you know what, this was the devil all along, or maybe it was God, I don't care, but I will bless the Lord at all times his praise. That's the reason why you've been given this opportunity. That's the reason why that the Spirit of the Lord took over this service the way he did this morning, and they didn't sing nothing that they practiced. Are you hearing me? Had already prepared for you to get here, but the Holy Ghost said, I'm going to open up heaven at the very beginning of this thing, and for those that need something in the middle of their trial, I'm going to fill them with victory. That's pretty good, isn't it? I'm glad that I know a God who knows everything about me and still loves me. Anybody ever gone down in the trial before? Anybody ever hit your knees in the trial, your face? Come on, there's 12 honest people in the building today. Lord, I pray that you would not strike those in their seats with a bolt of lightning today who lie. Because anybody can have faith on a sunny day. But can you have faith when it's personally you going through it? And I have to admit to you that there's times when I've hit my face and failed on my portion. But you see, it was never up to me. All I have to do is just get back up again. See, a righteous man will fall 7 times, but he just... Come on, somebody. It's not defeat if you're knocked down. It's defeat if you stay down. And I will, look at your neighbor and tell him, I will not be defeated. Come on, somebody. Just tell him, there's been enough of my grandma put on the inside of me that slapped me when I was a child that I will arise. Come on, somebody. All you kids that are out here, your grandma didn't slap nobody, so don't worry about it. Here's number 4 you need to understand in the development of your faith. Faith is supported in a relationship with God. He tells us in Jude, beloved, praying, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. There's a relationship built in prayer. Not just crisis praying, but praying as a matter of relationship. It's important for you to get a hold of that. Because none of what I'm about to tell you now is going to work unless faith is working in your life in that measure. There are 4 admonitions given in Hebrews chapter number 10, and all 4 of them were given because the church was in some of the greatest days of persecution that they had ever been. And the writer of the book of Hebrews is an amazing individual gifted of the Holy Ghost to begin to outline what Christ has done on the cross and the full measure all the way back to the book of Genesis, all the way through, you find in a descriptive manner in the book of Hebrews. He even tells us in the very first few chapters of Hebrews 11 that God holds the entirety of the world up by his word. Go take that back to Genesis. That's how the whole thing started. But the writer tells us a lot about the tabernacle of Moses and everything that's all the connotation of that. And he starts out where we started reading concerning the holiest by the blood of Jesus Christ, not just by the blood of bulls and goats, but all of that's done away with now by the time you get to Hebrews. The writer says it's not about that now, because he goes on to say in there in the very beginning of this chapter, he said if it was all about the bulls and goats and you bringing some offering in, the high priest would continually have to do that and you'd never get to the end of that. But we enter in to the holiest by the blood of Jesus Christ. And he says to us to have boldness concerning that. I'm about to help you here, somebody. He said, I want you to have boldness to enter in by the blood of Jesus. Why? Why? Because it's not an old and outdated way. It's a new and a living way. That the finality has now come. If we had to worship in the old way, everybody in here would have to drag a goat, a sheep, a bullock, something into this place, a handful of meal, and throw it on the altar and hope that it was accepted by God. But because in the mind of God, the lamb slain from the foundations of the world is none other than Jesus Christ, then you can know with assurance and confidence that what Jesus Christ did, are you with me here this morning? What Jesus Christ did on the cross completed the transaction of the covenant. And now we enter into the presence of God. Now, some of you may take that for granted here and all, but I just want you to know when you stepped into this auditorium and you got out of your car and you came into this building and you sat down, you had no idea that the Spirit of the Lord was going to take over this service the way that he did from before the beginning of this. I'm just trying to give you an illustration, because normally you would have walked in and you already had a preconceived idea that we're going to do this, and then we're going to do this, and then we're going to do this, and then we're going to do this. And the Holy Ghost showed up. The same presence of God that was captured in a pillar of fire over the Ark of the Covenant. The same cloud that followed the children of Israel in the desert. And there was one individual that was only one able to go into the Holy of Holies and present himself before God. And that was none other than Jesus Christ. And so between the cherubim, he said, not out there and not in the middle section, but in the Holy of Holies, I will meet with you between the cherubim. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is no and there is no tabernacle. The Ark of the Covenant is being held somewhere that we have no idea, regardless of archaeologists. But in the same manner, ladies and gentlemen, you step into the Holy of Holies today, and suddenly in the invisible behind the veil of the flesh, you met with God right in the mercy seat of the presence of God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to let you know that becoming boldly before the throne of grace mean I didn't have to back my way in. I had no preconceived idea of what he was going to do. I didn't write down and say, God, you can show up here and not here. You can show up in the announcements, but you can't show up here. No, no, no. God said, away with the program. I want you to just step in boldly and say, I belong in Daddy's house today by the blood of Jesus Christ. And you got to have faith for that. I said, you got to have faith for that. Because if you don't know that your parent loves you, you'll always be trying to do stuff to please them and never arrive. I don't have to please him. I serve him. I can never please God. Jesus pleased the Father in my behalf, and I have faith in what my elder brother Jesus did. Therefore, I can walk into Daddy's house and say, I'm here today to worship you. Now, when you start singing and telling God how good he's been to you, faith arises, the presence of the Lord fills the room, and Daddy is pleased because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Y'all with me right here? I'm giving you a little background on this passage of scripture. That's the reason why he says to us, and I'm going to take one of these passages out just to let you know an emphasis on it. He says, first of all, let us draw near to God. Well, how do I get near God? Only by the blood and faith in what Jesus Christ has done at the cross. How did the presence of God come in this room? We didn't do it because we followed the outline, or we brought in some bullock, or we thought somehow that our musical abilities and so forth was so great that somehow that's going to get God's attention. People came in here up underneath the dripping power of the blood. Okay, so here we are. I only get to do this when it lands on this particular day, but why do you think there's so much bloodletting at Halloween? Is that just something that Dracula's doing and everything else going? No. It's to try to mock the blood of Jesus Christ. And they can keep on spilling blood and showing horror movies all they want to, but hear what I'm telling you. There's only one blood that's going to get you in the door. Woo! I don't think you heard what I said. Only one way to get in. You can't back in. You can't slide in. You can't pay enough money to get in. I don't care what your name is. That ain't gonna get you in. But by the blood, I step in to the throne room. Let us come boldly before the throne of grace. Let us come boldly. He says to us, let us draw near with a true heart, a full assurance of faith. I don't have to have anybody convince me. I know whom I have believed. Come on, somebody. There may be days when I have my doubts, and everybody in here is probably going to have a doubt sooner or later. But if you know enough about him, you can cancel that doubt pretty quick. Come on, somebody. I said, if you know enough about it, the reason why this world is in the trouble it is, they don't know enough about the imminent return of Jesus Christ. So what has the devil done? He has stolen their hope away of a future with God, and therefore we live for today. Let's eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Well, I came to tell you, there's a better day coming, and it's only coming for the blood-bought worshipers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us come boldly. Let us come boldly. He says in verse number 24, let us provoke one another to love and to good works. You would think that everybody would get along with one another, but some folks come to church, they don't even get along with church people. So he says, let us. If I was going to preach this in a exegetical way and take the first word and say let, that means that there must be a hindrance. So somebody's got to give up to go up. Let who? Let us. It didn't say let me or let you. It said let us. I want you to please notice in that us right there that there's no identification of black, white, rich, poor, free, or bond. He said if you're a believer and you've come boldly in here, if you've come behind the veil by the blood of Jesus Christ, then you need to treat your neighbor the way you want to love yourself. And do good works out there so that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let us provoke one another, encouraging one another. Talk good things to other people. Come on, somebody. How many of you know we got enough negative? We need some positive. We got enough negative. We got enough negative, 30 minutes of negative every hour, 24 hours of negative. I need somebody. He's looking for Bible-believing, blood-bought Christians to stand up and provoke somebody with something good. And do something good for somebody.
I hope you've enjoyed today's program and that it's bringing faith into your heart and others of your family and friends. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the presence of God and your peace surround their life. With all that is taking place in our world, you're the God of peace. You're the God of understanding. You're the God of hope. So I pray that you would touch my friend today and bring them that hope, that peace, and that strength today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I want you to check back on our social media on a regular basis. We're live streaming the 10 a.m. service so you can be a part of it around the world. So check us out on all the social media sites as well as our website at paceassembly.org and our Pace Assembly app. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ is coming soon.